from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist. And this week we're celebrating an anniversary, watching Charles and Diana dance and joining a revolution with party people. David Wiegand has his fist in the air, but I think it's pointed at me. he's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for joining us, David.
Oh, my pleasure, and welcome back.
Thanks a lot. And we're going to open with an awesome local quartet celebrating its 25th anniversary. Music by Haydn, played by the St. Lawrence String Quartet, based at Stanford and celebrating 25 years since its founding in Canada. And co-founder Jeff Nuttall told me once that they kind of like to dance as they're playing. And and you can just hear the infectious joy and the enthusiasm and the warmth that they get in their music.
This group is wonderful. They do about 120 concerts a year. And for this particular program, they're doing Haydn. They're also doing Schubert. And they're also doing a world premiere by John Berger, who's a composer at Stanford. So something for everyone, and a happy anniversary.
The St. Lawrence String Quartet plays Bing Concert Hall 2:30 on Sunday. And the other big classical event this week is the first appearance of the Australian Ballet in the Bay Area in 43 years. And they've got an interesting take on Swan Lake featuring a famous royal couple. Who are they?
They would be Charles and Diana, as you mentioned in the intro, actually. It's choreography by Graham Murphy and for the company, and it should be really wonderful. The company itself has not been here for a long period of time. This is a great company. It was founded in 1962. It's the largest company in Australia, obviously. I remember seeing them and thinking, these guys are, right, you know, really big muscle dancers. You know, none of the sylph-like dancers you might see in the French ballet.
The Australian Ballet does Swan Lake at Zellerbach Hall tonight through Sunday. And now, please, some very polished rock and roll.
Riding so that I can remember, a summer-like setting, a chandelier glow, recalling all of my favorite nights.
That's very pretty. It could be Wings, I guess, but that is Sloan's new album, an album called Commonwealth, with a set of songs from each of the four members of the band.
Yeah.
That one was by Jay Ferguson. And I guess that shows you something about the band. They've stayed together because they don't let the egos get in the
way. Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, they really are a rarity in rock that they've been around since they were founded in 1991. But, you know, the same lineup, the same four people have been part of it. But they've always traded songwriting duties. There's never been really, you know, the one dominant songwriter. And that, I'm sure, keeps it really fresh. The music has always been great. They've always been a real favorite of mine.
Sloan plays the rickshaw stop in San Francisco on Wednesday. A couple of UC historians recently did a book reevaluating the Black Panthers, and Party People does something similar on the stage. It's a new play from a theater troupe called Universes out of New York City.
Right.
And it looks at the Black Panthers and their legacy, and it also looks at Puerto Rican radical group, the Young Lords.
That's right. They were based in New York, and obviously the Panthers, you know, sort of came of age here. The play sort of looks back at it from a present point of view, which could be really interesting. I guess there's a lot of music in it. It sounds like there's a lot of energy.
Yeah, everything from hip-hop to boleros.
Yeah, which sounds terrific. And as I understand it, it was developed as part of Berkeley Rep's Ground Floor development program.
Party Peoples is in previews now and opens a week from today at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. We'll have a story on our air next week. The Treasure Island Music Fest is this weekend with some great bands, but we thought we'd highlight something a little different.
Cracked.
Well, it's Perfume Genius, a.k.a. Mike Hadrius. He sounds in such pain.
I think it just sounds ethereal. I love his music. This is the third album. It's called Too Bright. He is a solo performer, actually, out of Seattle. Moved there from the East Coast, I think. And his stuff is just so extraordinary. His lyrics are amazing. He does sing about pain. He's very, very honest with his lyrics.
Yeah, really personal stories.
Really personal stories. And I just can't stop listening to this guy. I'm just totally fascinated by him.
Perfume Genius plays the Independent in San Francisco Tuesday night. And very briefly, our cheap thrill this week is the free annual Trolley Dances. Details at our website. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the Assistant Managing Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.